AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Already hard hit by recent storms, West Texas is now dealing with serious heat without power in parts of the panhandle. And that heat extends way east from Dallas-Fort Worth. Brittany Rainey of KTVT.
We have heat advisories for most of the metroplex. That's where we're going to feel close to 110 degrees. We could feel even hotter with excessive heat warnings down through central Texas, but also into Corsicana, Athens, and Palestine, feeling close to 115 degrees. And those alerts, not just for today, they also go through your Sunday as well.
In fact, heat warnings stretch all the way to the Florida Panhandle. There's also a huge storm system over much of New England and eastern Canada. The Weather Service warns of possible major flooding from the Deerfield River near West Deerfield in Maine. After that Thursday night tornado that hit Perryton, Texas, blamed for at least 3 deaths, many more injuries, and lots of damage.
Texans from all over the state are coming up helping. People from Oklahoma are coming to help. People from Kansas are coming to help. As we were clearing rubble away, there were several kids from Kansas, a couple from Oklahoma, who just came headed on over, and they're all standing together.
Senator Ted Cruz, who joined Governor Greg Abbott to look at the Twister devastation. And with more from Dallas, CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Insurance agents in Texas are busy these days, responding to claims from one storm after another. Hundreds have filed claims involving damaging hail. Adjusters have come in from out of state to handle the extra workload. State Farm says its customer payouts increased by $1 billion from 2021 to 2022, and claims in Texas account for more than half of that.
To presidential politics now, Mr. Biden on the campaign trail about a year or so early.
The president held a campaign rally at the Philadelphia Convention Center hosted by union members. It marks his first major event since launching his 2024 re-election campaign.
There are a lot of politicians in this country who can't say the word union. Yeah! As you know, I'm not one of them. I told you when I ran for president, I'd have your back. And I have. But you've had my back as well.
Candidates on the GOP side were out this weekend as well, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who was out on the stump in Nevada.
Correspondent Christian Benavides in Charleston, South Carolina.
I ain't got
remembering the murder of 9 people at Mother Emanuel AME Church 8 years ago today. One victim in particular.
May this Susie Jackson Freedom Memorial Garden continue Susie Jackson's legacy of love for all eternity.
Checking the price of gasoline, AAA's national average for a gallon of regular, now $3.58. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Dr. Rick here, with another telltale sign you're turning into your parents, getting particular about your drive-thru order.
Don't pull away yet. I like to check the bag because one time they forgot to give me extra ketchup.
People are waiting.
I'm only seeing 4 nuggets. Bop, bop, bop. Wait, nope, there's 5.
Progressive can't help you from becoming your parents, but we can help you compare rates on home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ray Magliazzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186. 954-1186.
Calling to win, Jim Grass Thompson and Fox, GTWLawyers.com. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 55. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 81. Overcast skies. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 58. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81. I gave you everything.
Apologize for breaking my trust. Baby, you should say sorry for going too far. You only wanted to touch his fire, 'cause he's right there. You only wanted to keep me quiet like a child. You're too scared. But you were unfaithful. How could you lie to me? Unfaithful. It took you long enough to tell me. Unfaithful. You don't know why you did what you did. You said you don't know why you did what you did. You said you don't know why you did what you did. What kind of man puts a ring on my finger and tells me he loves me, he loves me? But boy, you had to go and do what you did, do what you did. You were unfaithful.
Radio, we are local music. Kicking off your Saturday night with a double dip of Lucky Vita there. Little Robot Man, that's from Sagittarius, his 2019 release. Unfaithful, his latest release before that. You can get both of those songs up on Bandcamp. And Lucky is playing a show with Benjamin Rose at Cargo Coffee on East Washington Avenue here in Madison. That's happening Friday, July 7th. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin for until midnight tonight. Happy to have you along. I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. What's happening, Rocker?
What's going on, Jimmy?
I like your hat, dude.
I like your hat.
He's wearing the Max Inc. Radio hat.
I am. And a Last Crack t-shirt. We're ready to rock.
Of course. Guess I'm essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock tonight. Dude, the show is packed tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
And we've got like a home run type of deal tonight, too.
A home run.
A home run guest, I guess you could say. A big wig.
Oh, I think I know what you're getting at, Jimmy.
One of those national guys coming on our show tonight.
It is. There's a great show tonight, Jimmy. First, we have Dave Pausch. He's in here from Weikert Realtors, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what's happening there. They're up for some kind of a possible award, so let's hear what's going on. Mary Rose Eckberg, director of Make Music Madison, she's going to be in to tell us about the final stages of what's going on there, see if she met the goals for their gigs. Carrie Osborne from the Mamas to promote finalist party, that's tomorrow at the Red Rooster here in Madison.
A Wisconsin Brewing Company.
I digress. Guitars for Vets founder Patrick Nettesheim, he's going to be on the phone telling us about their stage that they're sharing with Whammy at Summerfest. And then, Jimmy, the person you were referring to, Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
What?
He's coming to the Crystal Grand in the Dells next Friday, and he sat down with Terry Barr over Zoom, and we have that interview. That just happened earlier today. And the Devil's Lair, Eddie Berth, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's going to be a great show with Eddie, his harmonica, and all the crazy instruments that he plays. Max Inc. Heavy, 10 p.m. to midnight. And like you said, Jimmy, Central Last Crack at 11.
It's jam-packed tonight, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What are you up to tonight? What shows are you excited for? And you want to hear something? We'll play it for you. We got music on the way, brand new music from Pink Halo. I got that brand new Cat in a Hurricane song on deck. We'll do some Before Dawn in a couple minutes. How about some brand new Seesaw right now? You can see them with Holly and the Nice Lions at the Fox River House up in Appleton. Focused on it, maybe smoking. Baby got my hand in my pocket. I'm walking into windows. Life is too slow. I don't sleep. I know those. See that strobe in my brain and I obey. Damn it. Let's have fun. Make a face connection.
Give me that attention. I'm the future. I'm your baby. Everywhere it's heaven. My aptitudes might be metallic. Damn it. Let's have fun. Make a face connection. Damn it. So pretty when I'm tripping into parked cars. We've come so far. We're all mega superstars. I'll prove it. Tap, tap, this thing is hypnotizing.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Can you believe it now?
Amber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters host the Lakeshore Chinooks on this Saturday evening, on a beautiful evening for baseball. And good afternoon, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Well, the Rafters look to respond after last night in a game where it went 11 innings and they fell to the Kalamazoo Growlers 4-3 after out hitting Kalamazoo for the second straight game. They out-hit them 7-4, but were not able to get the win. And which a game, it was long last night. It was grueling. It was tiring. The Rafters had opportunities to win the game, but just fell short. And the Growlers took down the Rafters. They swept the series, so the Rafters have lost two straight. And now they take on a Lakeshore Chinooks team who struggled as well. They've lost four out of their past five games. They're looking to get back to winning ways. And when an opportunity here for the Rafters presents itself, they played Lakeshore earlier in this week and they were able to take them down 6-1. So now they're looking for the opportunity to do that again. And the Rafters will take on the Chinooks on the Saturday evening and in a game where last night it struggled, and now they're looking to find a way to get back to winning here at Witter Field. And that starts with the right-handed pitcher Jacob Rosenkrantz will be getting the start on the mound. Ty Johnson will be coming in. He'll be leading off at center field. Jack Basir returns to the lineup, batting second. He'll be DHing today, the Pepperdine product. And Brendan Bobo will be coming in third at the bat as a left fielder looking for his first hit. Has not gotten that yet, so he'll be slotted in at left field. We've seen him at first base, third base, but not in the outfield, so he's going to make his debut there today. Jack Gervich, the first baseman, will be batting fourth. Garrett Broussard, the shortstop, he'll be batting fifth. Shane Taylor also returns to the lineup after being gone since June the 8th. So he was gone 9 days and now is back in the lineup, put at shortstop. That trustworthy shortstop, he played a lot of that earlier in the season. And boy, he was dynamic. He was prolific at that position. So excited to see him back in that role today. Logan Hugo comes back in the lineup at right field. Chris Conniff will be batting in the 8-hole. At second base, and the Creighton product, who hasn't made his debut, Hogan Haligso, will be catcher. He's the third catcher on the Rafters roster, so the Creighton product out of Omaha, Nebraska, batting in the 9-hole, will be getting the start behind the plate. As for the Chinooks, they're going with Nick Yeager, the right-handed pitcher, who will be getting the start on the mound for them. And a guy where he had 1 2/3 innings pitched against the Rafters back on opening day, where he allowed 4 runs and 4 hits. He also had 4 strikeouts. So the Dort College product getting the start on the mound. They're going with Grant Ross to lead off for them, the shortstop. Drew Townsend, the left fielder. Avery Owusu-Asedu will be batting in at third. He'll be the center fielder. And Cody Kelly will be batting fourth. He'll be at first base. Brady Council, the Minnesota product, at second base, played for Kenosha Kingfish last season, so he's in the Great Lakes West Division rather than the Great Lakes East, so he'll be put fourth and be batting, batting fifth and be put at second base. Josh Overbeek will be coming in, he'll be batting sixth and at the third base. Will Johannes comes in after at catcher. Jared Everson will be the DH today, and Adam Kootway batting in the 9-hole, the right fielder. So these two teams, Rafters lead the series 2-1, and they're looking to extend that today. And there's been some interesting words between these two teams. They've not gotten along, what seems like, have been on the field after the game where the Rafters took them down 6-1. They dominated that entire game. They were up 6-0, and Lakeshore got a consolation run in the bottom of the ninth. There was some words during that game and just some back and forth, some what didn't seem like too friendly is come here today. So Lakeshore will be visiting the Rafters at Witter Field, and I will say Wisconsin Rapids is looking forward to this matchup. Lakeshore, a team that's 7-10. They've lost 6 of their past 7. Fifth in the Great Lakes West. They're batting .243 as a team. They have 147 hits and 84 runs. So they've struggled in their past 7 games. They were able to pick up the first win against Madison back on Thursday, but then fell last night to the Mallards at their place. So They're looking to get back to winning ways. The Rafters are as well. They've dropped their past two games. Rafters are 9-8. They're third in the Great Lakes West Division, batting .234 as a team. They have 75 runs and 138 hits. So they're looking to get going, and just about 10 minutes away here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away. Stay with us.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table?
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Number 16, Drew Townsend, batting third.
So back here at Witter Field, and Kirk Schreider back at the helm once again. He's at home plate right now, meeting with manager Trevor Cho. These two have had their familiarities with each other, and with this will be the fourth game played. So umpires at the plate, the head umpire Gary Glover down there at first base, Chris Wirt, and at third base, Brandon Hastings. So they're shaking hands and getting acquainted as they look down there right now, and they're getting going as, well, this matchup, once again, the Rafters fell on opening day to Lakeshore. They spoiled it. Lakeshore won 10-6, where the Rafters had the bases juiced in the bottom of the ninth, and then they weren't able to get home and weren't able to have a way to tie that game up. So then the game afterwards, and the Rafters were able to win the second game. They won 3-2, in which they were up 3-0 the entire way, and then Lakeshore got two runs in the top of the ninth, were threatening again with two runners on, but the Rafters were able to put them away. And then in the third game, the Rafters dominated. They won 6-1. They out-hit them, outplayed them. They had six runs and just were absolutely dominating on the defensive end. Lakeshore was not able to get anybody home. They weren't able to really put anybody in true scoring position. The Rafters dominated the entire way through. That was up at their place at Capco Park in Maquon. So Rafters looking to continue that this week. That happened earlier on Tuesday. So now on a Saturday game, these two teams have had to have short-term memory and get familiar with each other once again. So Rafters and Chinooks getting going here in about 6 minutes. But yeah, last night was a game four, Wisconsin Rapids, where they gave up two runs in the top of the third. It was two home runs from Delgado and Knight that really put the Rafters down, but then they responded in the bottom of the fifth. A two-run shot from Brandon Rogers that made it 2-2. The game was going back and forth. There was no runs But it was a pitching duel, defensive duel. Both teams playing well in the infield, and then it went to 10 innings. And then it stopped there as the Raptors had an opportunity to win it in the bottom of the 10th. But then in the 11th inning, Kalamazoo, two runs of their own in the top of the 11th. And the Raptors got one back in the bottom half of the inning. They made it 4-3, but they were not able to tie that game up or find any sort of success at the end. So they're going to have to shake that game off because they certainly have an interdivision game here, and it's going to be interesting with Basir and Shane Taylor back in the lineup. They've been out of the lineup for quite some time. They've been out of camp, to be honest with you. They have not been at Witterfield, so they're looking to get going and get acclimated back to this team in this game, because Basir is a heck of a player. We know how great he is when he is up to bat, and he's batting a 302, and Shane Taylor, a guy that's been impressive as well. He's been batting a 324 with 11 hits on 34 at-bats. So Kirk Schreider, Brian Dyer, and the third base coach Orlando Rodriguez all down there right now, and manager Trevor Cho for the Lakeshore Chinooks down there right now. So first pitch right now as happening. Somebody dressed as a tooth fairy throws it on the right side out of play. But, yeah, so it's exciting for this game. It's going to be an interesting one because you look for the Raptors. They dropped their past two. Lakeshore has dropped their six of their past seven. So both teams not playing their best baseball as of now. And the Raptors looking for their first double-digit wins on the season. They have nine. They're 9-8. They're looking for that 10th win and to get in double digits. So we got the national anthem coming up here. Lineups and first pitch. Stay with us here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Walpole Pawn area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So we return to Witterfield as Jacob Rosenkrantz getting the start once again, a product out of Valparaiso, and a Lincolnshire, Illinois native from Stevenson High School, and a guy that's had success so far. He's had a 2-0 record with 12 innings pitched, allowing 7 hits and no runs, also acquiring 10 strikeouts on 41 batters faced. He picked up the wins against Madison and Lakeshore, so he's had success against the Chinooks before, so he's warming up on the mound right now, the number 22 Raptors. So Raptors in their all white uniforms with the red logos on the front and back and the black pants as they have the white and black hats. As for the Chinooks, they are in their baby blue tops with the white logos on the front and back and the gray leggings. So Rosencrantz getting warmed up as Grant Ross will come to lead off the shortstop from Madison College and the rising redshirt freshman from Pewaukee, Wisconsin, batting a 333. So he's on the right side as Rosencrantz getting warm and getting ready. So Jacob Rosencrantz getting the start on the mound. Hogan Heligso in his first appearance behind the home plate at the catcher's position. Jack Irvich, the San Diego product, at first. Chris Conniff at second. And Shane Taylor back in the lineup. He'll be slotted in at third. Garrett Boussard, the trustworthy shortstop, at the sixth position. Brendan Bobo at left field. Ty Johnson at center. And Logan Hugo, the Eastern Michigan product, at right field. So Rosencrantz sets in first pitch and fires outside for a ball. He had a 2-2 record with the Valparaiso Beacons, an 11.3 ERA, 12 appearances with 28 and two-thirds innings pitched as he sets and fires the 1-0, finding the zone for a strike, 1-1. So Grant Ross has had one hit this season, batting a 333, so not many at-bats for him. As the 1-1 comes in on the upstairs edge for a ball, 2-1. Jacob Rosencrantz looking to continue his perfect record, 2-0 so far, as he sets and serves a 2-1 swing and a miss on the outside edge. Ankle-high ball that came in at 84 miles per hour, 2-2. Rosencrantz allowed 46 hits and 40 runs, but he acquired 20 strikeouts this season for Valparaiso. The 2-2 swing and a drive that goes over the second baseman, and Conniff drops in the right field as a leadoff single from Grant Ross. That starts things off for the Chinooks. So Drew Townsend, the left fielder, will step in out of Missouri State, and the rising sophomore from Kansas City, batting a 226, got three RBIs and seven hits. So good start from the Chinooks. As Grant Ross, the shortstop, leads off at first. Rosencrantz dials in and delivers on the right side for a ball. 1-0. Rosencrantz will come set, kick and serve. A bit low and away for a ball, 2-0. So Drew Townsend, the left fielder, is ahead in the count, 2-0. Grant Ross at first. He's got a big leadoff. Rosencrantz comes set, serves a 2-0 swing and a popped up ball onto the right field side. Jack Gurvich coming under it and making a routine grab for the first out. So Avery Owusu-Asadu will step in at a Southern Illinois University. So out of SIU at Edwardsville and a rising junior from Waukesha, Wisconsin, batting a 125. He's got some length to him. He is tall. So one down, a swing and the throw from Heligso over to second, and the tag out is there. Conniff right on the money as Grant Ross was looking to steal second. Got caught while doing so. Two down for the Rafters. And how about a start from Hogan Heligso, the Creighton products. Arnie making his mark. So that was a ball, though. So one ball, no strikes, two outs. Rosencrantz will come set. He'll kick and serve, swing and a miss on the outside edge for a strike, 1-1. So two down, how about that? Grant Ross stealing second. Heligso fires it over right on time to Chris Conniff for the tag out. One ball, one strike. A 1-1 way inside, and backing away was Asadu. So Rosencrantz, 10 strikeouts. The Valparaiso Beacon went to Stevenson High School in the Lincolnshire area as the 1-2 comes up and away outside of the zone for a ball, 2-2. Two outs, two balls, two strikes. Rafters have given up a hit to Ross, but he stole second and was tagged out. The 2-2 down low and away for a ball. Full count. Ankle high fastball that came in at 90 miles per hour. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Rosencrantz kicks, winds, and delivers a 3-2 popped on the right side. Out of play. Count runs full once again. Top of the first here. Ross stole second and was caught while doing so. Townsend popped out. So two down, the full count delivery once again popped on the right side, the top of the bat. Out of play. So Asedu staying alive. Southern Illinois Edwardsville products. Out of Waukesha, Wisconsin, batting a 125. He has an RBI, though, and one hit. So two down, Rosencrantz kicks and serves a 3-2. Inside for strike three. Owusu Asedu was caught looking, and Jacob Rosencrantz picks up his first strikeout of the evening. The Raptors and the Lakeshore Chinooks just getting started. We'll head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
For your Raptors tonight, so bottom of the first we go as Ty Johnson will lead off. So Johnson, Basir, and Bobo are due up here in the bottom of the first inning. So the Raptors were able to get their third out as Rosencrantz struck out Owusu Asedu. So Nick Yeager is going to be getting the start on the mound for Lakeshore, a product out of Dort College from Canton, Michigan. He's appeared in three games with 4 2/3 innings pitched as he throws a strike on the outside on Johnson. So the right-handed pitcher is ahead in the count on Ty Johnson, the lefty. No balls, a strike. Yeager will come set, and Johnson sees it on the outside for a ball, 1-1. Ty Johnson, 21 hits on 70 at-bats, batting a .300. He's at 6 runs and 7 RBIs. He's been struck out 14 times. Has a ball down low, and Johnson now ahead in the count, 2-1. So from Flower Mound, Texas, Ty Johnson, the trustworthy center fielder, sees the 2-1 right down Main Street for a strike, 2-2. And it was a hit from Grant Ross, the shortstop, which led things off for Lakeshore. Ross was out stealing second as the 2-2, swinging a hard bouncer over to Ross at the shortstop. The throw across his body is way off the mark. Heading for two is Ty Johnson. That goes behind Cody Kelly and an error there for Ross. And Ty Johnson gets to second. And the Raptors start things off on the front foot.
Jack
Basir due up. So it seemed like a hard bounced ball into Ross. The throw across his body wasn't even close to Cody Kelly. That gave the green light for Ty Johnson to take two. So Jack Basir due up. And Jack Basir, our product, who's had 53 at-bats, 16 hits, batting a .302 as Basir fouls one off of his right heel on the backside. So Basir back after a week being off since June 10th. No balls, a strike. Jaeger will come set and fire on the upstairs edge for a ball, 1-1. So Basir, 8 RBIs, 8 runs as he swings and pops one back out of play on the right side, 1-2. So how about that? Johnson swings a hard ground ball over to Grant Ross, the shortstop, flings it across his body way off the mark to the first baseman, Cody Kelly. That allows Johnson to take second. So Ty Johnson will lead off there now. 1-2. The 1-2 from Jaeger swings and hits the inside of the bat, the check swing. And just lucky to get that ball back out on the right side. The Pepperdine product from Pleasanton, California, who's had a home run, is down on the count, 1-2. 1-2. Jaeger will set and serve the 1-2, swing and a driven ball on the right field side, out of play once again. Count runs 1-2. So Jack Basir working the count early. Nobody down here in the bottom of the first. 1-2 count from Jaeger. Kicks and serves the 1-2. Swinging a shallow ground ball over to the third baseman and Overbeek. Looks at second. Now throws the first over to Kelly for 1-1. So Jack Basir, after being gone for a week on his first at-bat, grounds out. And this brings up Brendan Bobo, who's 0-for-8 to start. And a guy who was a team MVP last season, was a Northwoods League All-Star, batting a .298. 17 home runs, first in the league in 55 games played. Had 61 hits as well, but it's been a bad start to his second summer in Wisconsin Rapids. 0-for-8, and he struck out twice, and he was intentionally walked last night. But hasn't been able to get a hit. Perhaps now is the time, as he sees a ball on the outside edge. So the Cal State Fullerton product from Santa Cruz, California, is down on the count. The 1-0 finds the edge down low. 2-0. He batted a .216 with Cal State this season. 41 games played, 26 runs, and 30 hits on 139 at-bats. So he's ahead in the count, 2-0. Johnson remains at second. The 2-0 from Jaeger popped back out on the left side, 2-1. A lot of flyouts from Brendan Bobo. A guy looking to just get the monkey off of his back, to coin a phrase. 2-0. With 1-1, Jaeger dials in and serves a 2-1. Swing and a miss back on the inside, but that hits the right foot of the catcher, Johannes. But a 2-2 count now, as Jaeger has done well to fight back in the count. Bobo looking for his first hit in his second summer with Wisconsin Rapids. 2-2 count. Foul tipped backside at the bat track. So Bobo staying alive. And 1-1 for the Chinooks. Ty Johnson, the Baylor product, He'll be playing his collegiate ball in the Power 5 at Baylor next season. He's slotted at second. Jaeger shakes it off. He comes set. Kicks and looks back towards second as Johnson is there now. So forcing Johnson back towards the bag. And Brendan Bobo has the count at two apiece. One out. The 2-2 from Jaeger. Swing and a miss on the outside edge for strike number three. So the drought continues for Brendan Bobo, as that is his third strikeout in nine at-bats. So has not been able to get a hit. He sent down disappointed towards the dugout. And this will bring up Jack Gervich, the San Diego product from Pacific Palisades, California, batting a 280 with seven hits and seven RBIs. So the left-hander with the bat on his shoulder is stepping in. First pitch on the way as he fouls backside and smashes a ball at the back track, 0-1. So Gervich, five runs, seven hits on 25 at-bats. No balls, a strike, and throws across the plate. In his first at-bat, he was a guy that absolutely smashed a two-run shot on his first at-bat. His second one, he had exactly the same ball, just a little bit short in play for a double. So he had a great start to his first summer here in Wisconsin Rapids as the 0-2 swinging a foul back. And staying alive is Gervich. Two down, Johnson at second after he was able to take second base off of an error from Ross, the shortstop. So Brady Council, the second baseman, shifted in between first and second. Ross gets towards his position. The 0-2 up and away for a ball, 1-2. So Jack Gervich has had his home run. Seven hits, looking for number eight. He's down in the count, 1-2. Swinging a drive, hit well. Back towards the wall. Does this have the distance? It does. Jack Gurevich. How about it? And a big shot for Jack. A two-run shot. And this time it's his second home run. Yes, he does have it in him. Unbelievable shot from Gurevich. And the Raptors take an early 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first. First hit of the game comes right on the money from the San Diego product. And receiving high fives and all the applause from the crowd as the Raptors lead 2-0 as Garrett Broussard is due up. So a two-run shot from Jack Gervich after it was just discussed that he had it in him. He does it again. What about it? No balls, a strike. Raptors up 2-0 as Garrett Broussard batting a 150 with six hits as the 0-1. Comes on the outside edge, 1-1. So not the start Jaeger would have liked, but the Raptors in front, the 1-1. Upstairs and finds the outside edge, but two balls and a strike. So Jack Gervich, first baseman, getting his home run, his second of the season, as the 2-1 comes on the inside. Just a bit away for ball number three. So 3-1 now with two down. Three balls, one strike. The 3-1 swinging a popped up ball into back towards the back track. And not coming under it in time as that hits the net is Johannes. 3 balls, 2 strikes, a full count with 2 outs. 2-run shot that sends Johnson and Gervich home. Full count, 2 down. Lakeshore down early as a 3-2. Swing and a miss down low for strike number three. Not before the Raptors get 2 runs of their own as Jack Gervich absolutely smashes the ball into left field as the Raptors lead 2-0. We'll be back for the top of the second inning here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda.
As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
He returned to the top of the second inning. Rafters lead 2-0 as Cody Kelly, the Missouri State product from St. Michael, Minnesota, will step in to the left-hander, batting a .233 with 10 hits as Rosencrantz fires in. That ball pops on the left field side as Brendan Bobo comes under at the left fielder for one down. So one down for the Rafters as Brady Council out of the University of Minnesota from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, batting a .200 with one hit and a run. So Council will come set. And the first strike on the way for Rosencrantz. Council slotted in at second base today. New ball's a strike with one down. The 0-1 from Rosencrantz, swinging a ground ball over to the shortstop, Broussard. The field of the glove, the throw over to Gervich is right on the time for the second out. Two down for the Rafters. Josh Overbeek will step in out of Cisco Junior College. Batting a .215. He's at 14 hits, 10 runs. He's at 7 RBIs as well. So the third base product from Cincinnati, Ohio will come set. Rosencrantz, two down here in the top of the second. He sets and fires, swinging a ground ball that just pulls out on the right field line as Gervich was eagerly aware that went near him anywhere. In fair play, he was going to step on the bag, but goes out. So no balls and a strike. Each team with a hit. Rafters with the important one, though. Jack Gervich, a two-run shot. So they lead 2-0 as Rosencrantz fires on the upstairs edge for a ball 1-1. A 1-1 count for Jacob Rosencrantz. Looking to continue his perfect record. He's 2-0 as the 1-1 fouls off of the left ankle of Overbeek for strike 1-2. Grant Ross committed an error, the shortstop for the Chinooks in the bottom of the first inning, which allowed Ty Johnson to get to second. That's where Gervich hit the two-run shot shortly after. Nope, one ball, two strikes, two down here at top two. The 1-2 from Rosencrantz, swinging a line drive into Konoff and finds over to Gervich, an easy throw at first. So Rafters have a 3-up and 3-down inning as we head to the bottom of the second here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 55. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 81. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 58. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones.